Apple iPad, revolutionary or just a nice little luxury product? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A little underwhelmed. That might be a fair way to characterize the collective reaction to the Apple tablet computer announced yesterday. The iPad is sort of a giant iPhone without the phone part. And many people are griping it lacks key features like a camera, support for Flash, multitasking, and a data plan from any carrier not named AT&T. Still, you gotta admit, if you've seen the Apple demo online, it's rather elegant and kind of lustworthy. And you never really know what users will do with the device until they start using it. Harvard Business Administration professor Stefan Tomka specializes in innovation. Tomka says he loves what he sees.
I think it actually has the potential to do something that's quite revolutionary. To me, it almost looks like a new product category. It's in between the iPhone and the laptops. Just like many of your listeners, you know, I have an iPhone as well, and I love the iPhone, but one of the things that I always sort of thought about when I play with the iPhone is, boy, wouldn't this be so much greater if it had a large screen? And here it is.
You say that you believe the product has a chance to be quite revolutionary, but the thing I don't get is it doesn't really do anything new. Right? Everything that you can do on the iPad, you can do on a number of other devices, which you probably already have. So how can it be revolutionary if it's just a different screen on which to watch a movie, read an email, or browse the web?
When Apple came out with sort of the first iPod, you know, clearly there were music players out there, and you could sort of ask yourself, what's really revolutionary about the iPod? You know, it's just a simple music player with an extremely simple user interface. But what they did is they combined sort of the iPod with the iTunes Store, and the iTunes Store really sort of fundamentally changed the way music is distributed. I don't know whether this will happen, but it actually has the potential to do something to the publishing industry, just as an example, where people could go in and, you know, and start sort of, you know, downloading sort of books, reading newspapers sort of in fundamentally new ways. You couldn't really do that with the iPod Touch or the iPhone because the screen is way too small, and you probably wouldn't do it with your laptop computer because it's just not sort of designed to do that.
Another reason it doesn't seem revolutionary to me, at least not yet, is that it seems to occupy kind of a small niche. It's not small enough to be truly portable like an iPod Touch, for example, and it's certainly not, at least doesn't seem to be, a workhorse. You're not going to use it for productivity applications all that much. So it really just sort of comes down to, you know, a cuddly, sitting on the couch kind of machine.
That good observation, that could well be, but, you know, it's often difficult to anticipate sort of what people do with it. You know, I could imagine that I could sort of slip it into my briefcase. I could sort of have it with me. It's difficult to anticipate what people do with it. And I'm sure Apple has done their research. You know, some of the things that, as you said, you know, some of the things that the device does can be done with other devices, but, you know, they've sort of integrated them all into one package. So let's see what happens.
Stefan Tomka is professor of business administration at Harvard. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.